High fees linked to value improve results for both businesses and buyers. Instead of billing by the hour, base your charges on the worth of your service. Shift your mindset from that of a vendor focused solely on financial survival to one of abundance. Convince yourself that you provide something so valuable that clients or buyers will be eager to collaborate with you in achieving mutual success. Neglecting to set value-based fees is like squandering money you can never regain. Raising fees often leads to the perception of higher quality products or services. When customers invest more, they tend to show stronger commitment, resulting in better outcomes for both parties. For instance, providing consultancy services at a discounted rate may lead to clients being merely compliant rather than fully committed. This can result in dissatisfaction and project difficulties later on. It's crucial to foster a collaborative relationship with clients, ensuring alignment of values and clear communication of objectives and success metrics from the outset. Time and materials pricing caps profit potential. Industries like law and accounting determine fees based on factors besides value, such as time units, for example, per diem, or materials, for example, team size. However, both are unfavorable for consultants. 1. Quality not tied to hours. The number of hours spent on a project doesn't necessarily correlate with the value delivered to the client. 2. Faulty supply and demand logic. Raising prices based on excess capacity might seem logical, but it's not necessarily wise. Instead, aim to minimize work hours while maximizing the value delivered. 3. Uncertain available time. Setting rates based on predicted availability can be flawed, as unexpected events may demand more time than anticipated. 4. Ethical concerns. Billing by the hour may incentivize consultants to inflate billable hours or engage in tasks beyond the project scope. Cost considerations hinder progress. Clients may hesitate to communicate essential concerns or requests if they're being charged for every hour. 5. Not beneficial to bill as a vendor. Time-based fees may lead companies to treat consultants as vendors, potentially undervaluing their services. 6. Limit profit in industries. Industries reliant on billable hours like law, accounting, and architecture may restrict profit potential compared to value-based pricing models. Value mirrors the prosperous future crafted for the client. The value of your work should be based on the outcomes you achieve, not simply on completing tasks. Determine your worth by considering how your client will benefit after working with you. While objective, measurable data can demonstrate success, focusing on the client's subjective needs and qualitative results will often lead to greater rewards. For example, a CEO might prioritize outcomes that reduce her time spent in meetings. You provide the most benefit to clients when you cater to their self-interests. While clients may believe they already know what they want, you can truly assist them by helping them recognize needs they haven't yet acknowledged. The value you offer clients increases over time and is always changing. By aiding clients in achieving their desired outcomes, you strengthen your relationship and enhance the value of your partnership together. Establish value-added fees using an 8-step formula efficiently. 1. Achieve conceptual alignment. Reach an understanding with your client regarding project goals, success measures, and anticipated value. Tailor your pricing based on the perceived benefits to their organization without setting it in stone yet. 2. Highlight your uniqueness. Determine why clients would choose you, why now, and why your approach is appealing. Establish your value proposition based on these factors. 3. Offer flexible options. Present a range of service packages without fixed prices, allowing clients to focus on how they can utilize your services rather than a simple yes or no decision. 4. Promise significant ROI. Consider the desired outcomes of the client and aim for a substantial return on their investment, ideally around 20 times their initial investment in the first year. 5. Provide a choice of yeses. Use the calculated base investment as a starting point and incrementally increase the value-added options, creating a variety of feasible choices for the client. 6. Consider premium pricing for unique value. If you offer unique attributes, contemplate adding 10% to 20% to your fee to reflect this added value. 7. Evaluate the offer. Reflect on whether the proposed figure aligns with the project's objectives and the value you can provide. Adjust the rate by 15% if necessary to ensure a fair deal for both parties. 8. Expect favorable closure rates. Anticipate closing between 60% and 80% of deals, recognizing that not all negotiations will end in agreement. Avoid offering discounted fees to attract new clients. Your initial pricing strategy shapes your long-term earning potential. Avoid luring clients with low rates as it complicates future price adjustments. Setting fees too low can damage your self-worth, leading others to perceive you as less esteemed in your field. Prioritize your top clients and seek out new buyers who share your business goals. Educate them about the value you offer right from the start. Look for opportunities to boost profitability by charging higher fees for additional services like coaching, speaking engagements, and product sales. Keep it simple and focus on delivering value in all aspects of your business. Consider charging retainers for access to your valuable expertise. If a client desires to compensate for accessing your expertise, contemplate establishing an advisory position and applying a retainer fee. Ensure clients grasp that they are compensating for the value of their relationship with you and that your role leans towards mentorship rather than result-driven consultancy. Resist pressure to guarantee the success of specific project outcomes, as advisory work differs significantly from project-based engagements. Effectively manage these advisory connections. Communicate to clients that immediate responses might not always be feasible. Define the extent of unlimited access. Agree on whether other members of their team will have access to you. Request advance payment for a set time frame, such as a minimum of 3 months. Establish clear parameters regarding which expenses are considered additional, such as conducting a focus group. Formalize rules of engagement by mutually signing an agreement before commencing work with clients. Aim to achieve the esteemed status of an icon or influential thought leader. 1. Going concern phase. This phase indicates that the business is merely surviving with relatively low profit margins, likely due to excessive labor intensity and undercharging, typically ranging between 50% and 65% of optimal rates. 2. Peer-level referral stage. At this stage, business growth relies on word-of-mouth referrals. To avoid plateauing, focus on branding intellectual property, enhancing profit margins, and diversifying income streams beyond consulting. 3. Brand phase. Your brand perception is crucial, representing how others view your business when you're not present. By consolidating various facets of your business under one brand umbrella, you can leverage multiple brands effectively, as exemplified by Alan Weiss with his diverse brands like Million Dollar Consulting, The 1% Solution, Tools for Change, and Blending Life, Work, and Relationships. 4. Icon and Thought Leader. Aspire to reach the status of an icon and thought leader in the consulting realm. Those at this pinnacle level don't discuss fees but engage with high-level clients as collaborators. Rather than being sought after by clients, people aspire to collaborate with you. Support clients through uncertainty and crises to boost your value. During challenging times like economic recessions or global pandemics, seize the chance to innovate and prioritize your offerings. Create a sense of urgency and emotional connections to attract business leaders seeking solutions amid crisis. Position yourself as a responsible investment, aiding clients in emerging stronger post-crisis. Engage with clients to understand how you can assist them without expecting payment. While some may not take up the offer of free work, most will value your willingness to help. Maintain active involvement in people's lives to nurture and reinforce relationships. Key points. 1. Value-based fees align with client success, stronger commitment, and better outcomes. 2. Avoid time-based pricing to maximize profit potential and foster collaborative relationships. 3. Establish value through outcomes, catering to client needs and delivering measurable results. 4. Efficiently set value-added fees with an 8-step formula to ensure fair deals. 5. Resist offering discounted fees, prioritize top clients, and focus on delivering value. 6. Consider charging retainers for access to expertise, emphasizing mentorship over project outcomes. 7. Aspire to become an esteemed thought leader, engaging high-level clients as collaborators.